And it looks like we've got three players with Kowak who have 4 points each. We've got Mariah Sanderson, who has 4, and Isabel Rubio has 4, and Ashley Hafine, the freshman point guard, has a three-pointer and a free throw, I believe. So, off to a good start for the Chieftains. Panthers probably make some adjustments on that full court press to see what they can't do in the second quarter. Even team foul situation with 2 on each team. And the teams are getting ready to take the floor here again. All right, into the Panthers, we have Kira Whitehead, Haley Jensen, Delaney McKenna Rao, and Eliza Myers. Blocks up in a matchup zone. Meeting Haley up top as she passes. Drops back in a 2-3. Kira Whitehead with the ball at the center. She finds Haley over on the right side. Haley's shot up, no good. Rebound is Rubio. Rubio pushes it, finds Hafine on the right side of the floor. Hafine looks for something, not there. Pass out to number 3, who is Mal Smith Turpin. Back to Hafine. Hafine, 3-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Rubio. Rubio finds, looks like Edenshaw. Edenshaw finds Sanderson, who banks it up and in. Vanessa Edenshaw is a good pass there. Carol Whitehead into Haley Jensen, who finds Eliza Myers. Reverses it back over to Delaney Rao, and it's stolen by Ashley Hafine. Freshman point guard dribbles up to the center of the floor for him. She finds Rubio. Rubio banks it up and in. 16-0 Kowak. 7 minutes to play here in the half. Delaney Rao, dribbling up the left side of the floor, deflected out of bounds by Ashley Hafine. Kara Whitehead inbound to Haley Jensen. Block in that 2-3 matchup zone. Jensen back to Whitehead. Whitehead at the top of the key. She finds Eliza Myers on the left side. Eliza dribble drive across the key. Over to Jensen. Jensen to McKenna Rao. McKenna looking for Delaney. It's stolen by Hafine again. That's probably her third or fourth steal of the game. She dribbles up the right side. Stops. Finds Sanderson. Sanderson back to Hafine. Looking inside for Rubio. Gets it. And a pass over to Vanessa. Edenshaw wide open layup miss. And Delaney Rao rips that ball away and finds Kara Whitehead in the center of the court. Great rebound by Delaney. Kara finds Haley over on the center or right side, who finds McKenna Rao on the right corner. McKenna back to Haley. Haley back to McKenna. McKenna into Eliza. Shots up, no good. Rebound Ashley Hafine. Ashley Hafine pushes the ball at the floor to Mal Smith Turpin. Then back to Hafine. Hafine looking inside. Ooh, deflected out of bounds. Good defense, Eliza Myers. Clock ball underneath. 6 minutes left to play in the first half, 16-0 Kowak. They set up in a box out-of-bounds play. They were running this last night where the two block players go up and set back screens for the guards at the elbows, and they cut down, it looks like. We've got Madison Cox checking into the game for Kara Whitehead. And they run that same box play. They find Mal Smith Turpin over on the sideline. It's stolen! Stolen by Haley Jensen, and she takes it coast to coast. Ooh, just off the front of the rim, but Madison Cox, the rebound is up. No good. Rebound is Delaney. Delaney to Eliza, to Cox, to Jensen, to McKenna on the right side of the floor. Quick pass to Skagway, back to Cox, back to Jensen on the right side. Good pass inside to Eliza Myers. She puts it up and in. Great move, Eliza, for the first 2 points for Skagway of the game. 16-2, Chieftains with the lead. Ashley Hafine brings the ball up. 5:30 left to play in the half. She finds Mal Smith Turpin. Back to Hafine. Mal Smith Turpin sets the screen for her. Over to Sanderson on the right side of the floor. Sanderson into Hafine inside. Hafine puts it up and in. 18-2. 5:15 left to play in the half. Inbounded to Haley Jensen. Kowak stolen that full court press. And Madison Cox with the ball. It's stolen by Hafine. And she puts it up and in. Ashley Hafine having a big game for the Chieftains, probably 4 or 5 steals and 8 or 9 points. And quick inbound pass to Haley Jensen, and she's fouled by, it looks like, Mariah Sanderson, the senior for the Chieftains. Kara Selmer checks into the game for, it looks game, we got Kiara Selmer, Eliza Myers, Madison Cox, Delaney Rao, and Haley Jensen running the point. Haley brings the ball up the floor. She looks for Cox over on the right side. Cox back to Haley. Haley finds Delaney. Delaney shots up. Ooh, just off. But rebound Eliza Myers. She shoots, shots up, no good. Might have been fouled there, but nothing called. Couldn't quite see it from here. Could have been a clean block. And it's going to stay with Skagway underneath. Probably blocked out of bounds off the Chiefs end. Skagway sets up in that box. Out of bounds play. Finds Jensen. Jensen to Cox on the left side. Cox looking for Myers inside. And it's deflected by Vanessa. Eaton shot out of bounds. Skagway sets up this time in a stack. Big time play. Delaney inbounds to Kiara. Kiara looking for Jensen. Stolen again by Ashley Athene. And Haley gets called for a foul. Stops the break. Bumps her. Good foul. Athene inbounds for the Chieftains. They run that box out of bounds play. Athene to Mousesmith Turpin. She shoots. Shots up. No good. Rebounds bobbled around. It looks like Shelby Wiley, the eighth grader, came away with it from the block, and she puts it up and in. So 22-2, 4:30 left to play, and that press is just giving Skagway trouble. They throw it away on the they had one pass. They got it inbound, but then looking for their point guard, went off her fingertips and out of bounds. So 4:22 to play here, less than the half. Score is 22-2, three team fouls on each team, and that press has just been giving Skagway problems, as well as Ashley Athene, who, if I'm reading right, has six steals in the first half. And it looks like 8 points. So, big game for the freshman point guard here for the Chieftains. All right, Kowak, for those of you who weren't listening last night, has four eighth graders and two freshmen on their team, which makes up over half their team. Then they have two seniors, one junior, and a sophomore. So, pretty good young team for Kowak here tonight. Delaney Rao has had some big rebounds for the Panthers. She's got five already. All right. Team's taking the floor here again. Possession's going to stay with Kowak. In for Kowak, we've got Shelby Wiley, Raven Chafin, Vanessa Edenshaw, Mousesmith Turpin, and Leslie Carl. Raven Chafin over to Wiley. Wiley looking inside for Carl. Back to Wiley. Back to Edenshaw. Edenshaw shots up. No good. Rebound. Another rebound. Delaney Rao. She finds Madison Cox. Right side of the floor. Dribbling up. She picks up a dribble. Looking for Eliza off her fingertips. But Delaney comes away with it. Delaney dribbles up the left side of the floor. And she's looking for something. Finds Eliza Myers. Eliza back out to Cox. Cox reverses it over to Mocha Larman. It's off her fingertips. Out of bounds. Turnover Skagway. And Kara Whitehead checks in for Eliza Myers. Wiley inbounds to Raven Chafin. Chafin pushes up the center of the floor. Looks for Mousesmith Turpin. Over to Edenshaw. Edenshaw to Wiley. Wiley shots up, and it rattles in. Fourth point for Shelby Wiley, the eighth grader. 24-2, 3:25 here to play in the half. And Kowak is a pretty commanding lead right now. Cox over to Kara Whitehead. Whitehead back to Cox. Cox shots up. Good looking shot. No good. Kara Whitehead chases down the rebound. Takes it away from a Fox player. Whitehead over to Larman. Larman, good pass inside to Delaney Rao. Oh, and she's called for a travel on the shot. Turnover Skagway. 3 minutes to play here in the half. 24-2. Chiefs into the lead. Raven Chafin. Got the ball. She dribbles up the left side of the floor, gets a couple of screens, picks up a dribble, not much there. Kicks out the Mousesmith Turpin, over to Edenshaw, back to Wiley. Wiley shot up, no good. Rebound, Kara Whitehead. Whitehead finds Cox. She's got good wolf call there. No steal. Over to Larman. Larman to Whitehead. Whitehead's got the ball at top of the key. Back over to Madison Cox on the right side. Cox looks to reverse to the left side. She picks up a dribble, finds Uncle Larman, and finds Kara Whitehead. Whitehead dribbles down the center, over to Cox on the left jumper, shots up, bank, no good. Rebound Mocha Larman, good rebound Mocha Larman, but in an attempt to get it back to Madison Cox, he just goes off her fingertips, and Skagway solved for the over and back call after it goes across half court. So Shelby Wiley inbounds to Raven Chafin. Raven gets a screen from Wiley, goes over, finds, looks like Leslie Carl, who shoots and no good. But it looks like there was a foul called on the Chiefs. So that was the first foul for Mousesmith-Turpin. Jagway brings the ball up the court. Cox finds Mocha Larvin. Mocha Larvin dribbles up the right side. She goes up to the layup and is fouled. And Mocha Larvin will be heading to the line to shoot two. Mocha's first shot is up. And it's good. Great free throw from Mocha Larvin. 24-3, 207 left to play in the half. Mocha gets the ball back for a second free throw, goes through her routine, comes up, and the second free throw's good as well. Two good free throws, Mocha Larvin, for the fourth point for Skagway for the game. 24-4, 205 left to play in the half. Chafin brings the ball from the right side, finds Leslie Carl. Leslie Carl shot up, no good. And I think they're going to call Raven Chafin for her second foul of the game on the rebound attempt. So Sarah Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. Cox jumps up, good ball fake, looking for Larvin. And it's ripped away by Vanessa Edenshaw. Edenshaw finds Raven Chafin on the left side of the floor. She jumps up, stripped away by Madison Cox. Now Smith-Turpin comes away and back to Edenshaw. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Sarah Whitehead. Whitehead finds Cox. She's looking up, and for Mocha Larvin, ooh, and a little miscommunication there. Went off Mocha's back, and Edenshaw comes away with it. Out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Skagway. The ball remains with Chieftain. Shelby Wiley inbounds to Raven Chafin. Chafin dribbles up the right side. She finds Mal Smith-Turpin over on the elbow. Shots up, no good. And there's a jump ball on the rebound. Session arrow stays with the Chieftain. 121 here to play in the half. Score is 24-4. Chieftains with the lead. They set up their box out of bounds. Chieftain taking the ball for the Chieftains. And they run their play. She gets it inbound to Mousesmith-Turpin. She's over to Chieftain. And they're going to call Kara Whitehead for a foul on the ground. As Chieftain went to go by her, and looks like she might have got her on the arm. So, a minute 16 left in the half. Chafin inbound to Edenshaw. Edenshaw dribbles over to the right side of the floor, and she passes back to Chafin on the